We would hope that after last week, the shaila that everybody thinks is the preface to the whole sugya of bitochen, i.e., where do you draw the line between ishtadlus and bitochen? We would hope that after last week, that question mostly falls away. Because one of the main points to understand is that ishtadlus and bitochen are not meant to be a conflict. So what I want to do this week, Bezos Hashem, is the next stage of that, just to get back into the sugya. Especially since it wasn't last week, right? It was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, okay. That the point is, Hashem wants us to do ishtadlus. Material ishtadlus is a mitzvah, it's part of Hashem's plan. By the way, this is all chumash avodas, these are not my tiras. But Hashem wants us to do ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is the way, cooperating with the way Hashem wants the world to run, and therefore, when you go about your ishtadlus, you do it with the intent that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of cooperating with Hashem's will. Like we saw the Chazon Ish say, taking ishtadlus that you do in the area of your health is min avodas ahuvos l'fanav of yisbarach, a beloved area of avodas Hashem. When a person earns a livelihood, he is cooperating with the way Hashem wants the world to run, etc. The whole point is, you have to have bitachon in your ishtadlus. You go about your ishtadlus with the realization that at the end of the day, I'm just going through the motions and it's only Hashem. So, where do you draw the line between bitachon and ishtadlus? The general answer is, please do not draw lines. Merge the two. Yet, people will say, but b'chol zot, where do you draw the line? Okay. So first of all, before we get to that, let's just understand this. So very nice. We understand that yes, Hashem wants us to do ishtadlus, etc. But why? If at the end of the day, it is all Hashem, why is there a need to do ishtadlus? And here the Chovetz Chavos gives a very profound answer. The Chovetz Chavos gives a very profound answer. We're in this world to be tested. Hishtadlis is the area where Hashem tests us, meaning as follows. If we were to be able to sit all day, not have to worry about Parnasa, because it would just roll in through the window, and there wouldn't be any Hishtadlis, where would Hashem test us to see if we can be Mekayim the mitzvahs of dealing honestly, of not working on Shabbos, etc., etc.? The whole purpose that we're here in this world is to be tested. The test is in this area. Hashem sets you up in a situation where you have needs, and you have to work to fill those needs. Not because it's really up to you, it's really up to Hashem. But now Hashem can test you. He says, oh, you have to take care of your health, you have to take care of your family, you have to take care of your panasa, there are all kinds of things you need to do, and now I have room to test your loyalty. I'm going to throw all kinds of curveballs. I'm going to put a limitation here, a limitation there. All kinds of different halachas and dinyanim that are very much going to, well, inhibit is the wrong word if we're looking at it in the right perspective. But superficially, they're going to inhibit the way you need to go about what you need to go do. What happens when ishtadlis, persons, like we've already discussed, the example where a person's house, the edge of the tablecloth catches fire, and he has a choice. He quickly put it out and then wonder if it's on Shabbos, right? The edge of the tablecloth catches fire. Do you quickly put it out before you notice and then start wondering about it? Oh, maybe I did the wrong thing? Or do you watch your house burn down? So again, like we said in the past, it's not a practical question, because in most cases, anytime there's a little bit of a fire, it's pikuach nefesh, the crowded neighborhoods, but in a situation where it would be. So here's an example. Hashem says, now is the time for you to realize that your whole well-being depends on Hashem. Now is the time to practice bitachon and say, here ishtadlus is not warranted. Why? This is the whole concept of ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is, can you go about feeling like you're in your own hands? You have to worry about yourself, but do it according to my guidelines. As soon as it conflicts with Hashem's guidelines, that's where we say, this ishtablus is not required of you. Here is time for you to acknowledge, no, it's all up to Hashem. Hashem will decide if he wants you to live the rest of your life as a pauper or not. And you're expected to just accept it. The ishtablus really is Hashem's means of testing us. Now that's extreme. That's an extreme example. But there are plenty of examples that can be relevant on a day-to-day basis. When a person is business dealings, and there's a very, very good deal facing him, but there's a little bit of a shaila, whether it's a shaila of honesty or a shaila of ribis. Well, ishtablus. No, that's the whole point of ishtablus. The whole point of ishtablus is to be able to test you and say, now that you do have that feeling that you have to take care of your own affairs, now that you do have that feeling that you better worry about your panasa, can you still prove your loyalty to me? So the truth is that when a person is faced with a test, let's say of ribis, he has a chance of making a deal that will solve his financial concerns for the next 2 years, but there's a problem of ribis. A subtle problem of ribis. None of us are going to transgress ribis in a blatant way. A subtle problem of ribis. The question is, well, ishtadlis, so maybe even if it's not solach atchila, zechaynas ishtadlis. Here's where we say, here's where you draw the line between bitachon and ishtadlis. Here's where you say, no. The whole purpose of ishtablus is for you to be able to go about your ishtablus loyally. As soon as it starts conflicting, now you have to show. It's not just a question of ribis at stake, but a question of whether you can honestly say, all of my parnasa efforts are just ishtablus, while I realize that it's really in Hashem's hand, or if you're going to go ahead and transgress in a little way the chiyuv of ribis, what you're actually saying is, it's what they call a gilui milsa. That all of your ishtadlis is not done just because I need to go about my ishtadlis, but I know it's all Hashem. No, you're doing it because you really feel that, no, it's up to you to take care of your financial affairs. It's not up to Hashem. And in such a case, if Hashem is not going to come through, if halacha is going to get in my way, my chiyuv ishtadlis requires me to kind of push halacha to the side. Now, you have overstepped the line between bitachon and ishtadlis. So, there's where we can say, where do you draw the line between bitachon and ishtablis? What ishtablis is not warranted? Any time the ishtablis is going to begin conflicting with halacha, you understand that this is expected of you, and even more than that, this is the whole purpose that the chiyuv ishtablis was imposed on you, in order for you not to do ishtablis in this situation. So, that's the essence, according to the Chovos HaLevavos, of why there's a chiyuv ishtablis. It's in order for you to have that feeling that you need to take care of things and then be able to prove your loyalty. So that's a very profound understanding of the concept of ishtablis in general. But this is the whole tachlis of ishtablis. Ishtablis is the arena. It's the stage upon which we're meant to perform. Go about your ishtablis, but do it loyally. Prove your loyalty through your ishtablis by conforming exactly to the guidelines that Hashem lies down for your ishtablis. So that's really the big field of where ishtablis oversteps itself. And if you think about it, there will be a million manifestations of this. I'll just give one little example that hit me. My own personal experience is an area where Hashem would say, oh, there's ishtablis that's not warranted. Just one little example. When I learned in Mir, I don't know if anybody who's learned in Mir, it's getting to the hasa'ah at the end of the day. The way you work it is, you try to get until the last minute, especially since when they have Ma'ariv. That's a great phenomenon. Ma'ariv right before the hasa'ah. You know that if you spend an extra minute and a half on Shemana Esrei, you miss your ride home. So that's a very relaxed Shemana Esrei. So, but yeah, the way it works is you have about 45 seconds between Aleinu and when the bus pulls away. So, okay, I was rushing for my coat. Now, if you've seen the coat racks in Mir, by the way, it's not the minyan, and you don't have to daven Ma'ariv then. It's not like the yeshiva sets it up that way. There is a minyan there. Okay, whatever it is, you have the coat racks in Mir, and the coat racks in Mir, for each hook, there's about 6 coats. And inevitably, often your coat is not going to be the top of the pile. So what happens when you're rushing 20 seconds to the hasa'ah And as you're pulling your coat off, you knock over three coats. They fall to the ground. And now you're faced with a quandary. I got to make my hasa'ah. Picking up the coats might be what makes the difference between making the hasa'ah and missing it. Here is all of a sudden where it comes into play. 1 minute, making the hasa'ah is ishtab. At the end of the day, Hashem decides whether He wants you to make the hasa'ah or not. Just what you have to do, you're ishtablis. But now you have a chiyuv towards three people, not to leave their coat on the ground. Here Hashem is saying, I am exempting you of your chiyuv ishtablis. You can leave getting home in my hands now. You might miss the hasa'ah. You might miss the hasa'ah. Here's where bitachon kicks in. Bitachon doesn't mean that I'm going to pick up the coats and I will make it home. Oh, bitachon might mean that you'll miss the hasa'ah. And you can't say, shucks, I shouldn't have picked up the coats. The pshat is that Hashem decreed on you to miss that hasa'ah. And now you have to accept that willingly. And not say, well, Hashem, I know you'd like me to take a taxi home, but I got to make this hasa'ah. So, there already you're overstepping the bounds of ishtablus. So this is the primary area where we say, don't overstep the bounds of ishtablus. Any ishtablus that you need to do in ordinary circumstances is warranted. Once it's starting to conflict with how Hashem wants you to do that ishtablus, there's the time to say, oh, this area is not for me to worry about. I'm going to let Hashem take care of this. I know that this is ishtablus that I'm not supposed to do. That is the primary area of where we draw the lines of ishtablus. Never to overstep the directives that Hashem lays down for going about the ishtablus right. There are other areas. In the next minute, we'll try to quickly present just one of the other areas of ishtablus is the Chazon Ish introduces. He says that, again, if the whole concept of ishtablus is understanding that Hashem does not like to do open miracle, He doesn't want it to be an open miracle. He wants you to do enough ishtablus so that when it works, it should be natural. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says, overstepping the lines of ishtablus will sometimes manifest in grasping at straws. Let's say, for example, a situation is desperate anyways. But you can do some ishtablus that might take it from a 1% chance to a 1.1% chance. There, the person who goes about that ishtablus is expressing desperation. There should never be desperation in ishtablus. Ishtablus should always be logical, reasonable ishtablus. Once it's something that, reasonably, ishtablus is not going to help, then let go. If reasonably, this is an area where ishtablus is not meant to help, so say, I anyways need Hashem in this area, I'm going to leave it in Hashem's hands. If reasonably, the ishtablus should be helping, al pi derech hateva, that's the time to go about the ishtablus. But if al pi derech hateva, the ishtablus is not going to make much of a difference, which can be two sides of the coin. Either because it's a desperate situation anyways, this is not going to add much, or the other way around. A person requires a simple surgery, which can be done in Eretz Yisrael by an average doctor. But no, he wants to be 100% sure, so he goes to the world top specialist in Belgium. That could also be overstepping ishtablus, because derech hateva doesn't require you to do that. Ishtablus means cooperating with teva. Once it's beyond cooperating with teva, that's not what you're expected to do. But really, the point in both these things is the same. We go about our ishtablus with the realization that at the end of the day, it's Hashem who's running things. He just wants me to cooperate with the derech hateva that He wants the world to run with. That's all. But the chiyuv ishtablus doesn't go any more than that. These are general principles that can be applied in a million ways. I have to leave it to you to think about the million ways over the next week.